So, you all seem to like me a lot. I think this is a perfect time to talk about Donald Trump. Here's what I think. I think we have a disconnect in this country because there's people who love Donald Trump. They love him. And then there's people like me who feel like he's racist. Now, hear what I said. I didn't say he is racist. I said I feel like he's racist. Now, we have a relationship, all right, in America. Don't ever get upset at somebody about their feelings. Don't you know that about a relationship? You can't get upset with somebody with their feelings. You just have to ask them, hey, why do you feel that way? I'll tell you why. Let me explain the difference between when something is racist versus when something feels racist. I'll give you a story from my everyday life. I never forget when I went to a steak dinner with my mom for her birthday. It's Cooper's Hawk Steakhouse. It's an awesome steakhouse. If you ever get a chance, it's in Chicago. Go check it out. It's amazing. Now, we had this amazing steak. It's huge, right? We were full. We were done. And the waitress came over. And the waitress, she just happened to be white. I probably didn't have to explain it. You all would have figured it out yourself. But now that you know, like, just in the back of the head, just remember that. So the waitress came out and she said, so, who's ready for dessert? Who's ready? Huh? Are you? Huh? Who's got room for dessert? And we were like, I'm full, Ma. Do you want anything? She was like, well, all right. I mean, it's my birthday, but I can't think of anything. And the waitress went, ah, no, hey, don't give up. I know just the thing. And she went to the kitchen, and she came back out with this banana cream tart. And it was beautiful to look at. Like, it had graham cracker crust all around. I pitched half a tent just talking about it to strangers. And she put it on the table. When she put it on the table, she went, Now, I don't know what your life is like, but I assume if you've ever gone to a restaurant, if you've ever had a situation where a waitress came to your table, put food down, and stared at you until you took your first bite, you would think, hey, maybe they did something to this shit. Maybe. Maybe. Just think about that. If one of the waitresses came in here right now, put something on your table and went, maybe you feel uncomfortable. We felt a little bit uncomfortable. But it's my mom's birthday. I don't want her to be uncomfortable on her birthday. So I bite the bullet. I take the first bite. And it was amazing. Before I caught myself, I went, oh my God. And the waitress went, I know, it's like crack, isn't it? Now, to this day, I believe in my heart. What she meant to say was, I know, it's like crack. What she said was, I know, it's like crack, isn't it? That implies me and my mama dabble in crack from time to time, you know, on special occasions. You know, just to settle our stomach a little bit, just a little crackitizer to ease the appetite before we... That felt racist. Was it? No, absolutely not. But it felt that way. That's how Donald Trump feels to a lot of people. Like somebody just walked to the table and put a crack cake down and just wanted you to eat it all up. Like it's... Can we get really real? I know he's racist because he has to be racist in order to be the president. You can't get that job without having some form of racism in you. Our country is founded upon racism, so it has to be in you a little bit for you to understand how the country works. Now, when I say that, instantly people think, well, then how did Barack Obama become president? I'm sure at some point, even Barack Obama had to talk to the powers that be before he got that job and was like, I'm married to Michelle, but I don't fuck with her brother. Like, you know, something. Something. You have to give a little to get a little back. Come on, man. Bill Clinton didn't like black people that much. During the time he was president, black men were incarcerated at an increasing rate every single year for 8 straight years. But he played the saxophone. And we were like, yeah, all right. You know, like, because he's trying. He's giving it. You have to give a little to get a little. This dude ain't trying, man. He's not trying. He's not trying to make it look like anything but racism. Donald Trump hired a national security advisor whose last name was McMaster. That just sounds McRacist to me. Like, I can't prove it, but it sounds